各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all of you。
今天呢，就跟大家来谈谈以撒与雅各的婚姻。
And today I'd like to discuss the topic on the marriages of Isaac and Jacob。
这个希伯来书十三章四节提到，婚姻人人呢都当尊重。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4 tells us that all must respect the marriage.
床也不可污秽。
And we must not defile the bed of marriage.
因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。
Because God would judge the fornicators.
我们必须要尊重这个婚姻。
We must honor marriage.
婚姻要尊重，当然就是要尊重神的配合。
And part of that is to respect God's choice.
就是要我们在主里啊，彼此联婚啊。
And to be married within the Lord.
这个生命记第七章啊，第三节还有第四节啊，提到主耶稣为什么不要我们嫁娶外邦人。
In Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 3 teaches us why God does not want us to marry a non-believer.
乃是为了要我们能够固守这个真理。
It is for the sake of keeping our own faith.
我们看一下生命记第七章。
Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 3.
第三节第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
不可与他们结亲，不可将你的女儿嫁给他们的儿子，也不可叫你的儿子娶他们的女儿，因为他必使你儿子转离，不跟从主，去侍奉别神，以致耶和华的怒气向你们发作，就速速的将你们灭绝。这个是神为了保守我们藏在神的爱中，所以神就特别要我们在主里面联婚。
In order to keep us in His love, God instructed us to marry within the faith.
昨天我们有谈过，神配合婚姻是为了要我们从配偶身上得到帮助。
Yesterday we talked about how God put a man and woman together to help each other.
那更大的帮助就是信仰上的帮助。
They help each other in their faith.
人总有软弱的时候。
Because all of us have times of weakness.
有一个跌倒，有一个人扶他起来。
If one falls, the other can help them up.
夫妻总能够互相扶持。
The husband and wife can help each other along.
软弱的时候，没有人去扶持，他就有祸了。
Because you will be in trouble if no one helps you up when you fall.
确实在教会里面有些单独一个人的信主独来独往，在教会里面又找不到信在这个谈得来同伴，那信仰就很难持守下去。
There are quite a few people in the church who are single and who come to the church alone, and if they don't have any good friends in the church, then it is very hard to hold on to their faith.
是有单独一个人来信主的人，我们教会弟兄姐妹应该要有人尽快的去跟他不断的保持联系。
So that's why it's so important to keep in touch with brothers and sisters, especially those who are single.
成为他信仰上的这个同伴。
So we can be partners with them in faith.
那我们就能够互相帮助，保持联系。
And we can help each other along.
当然呢，最好的这个同伴就是伴侣了，就是夫妻了。
But of course, the best partner you can ever have is your husband or your wife.
因为昼夜生活在一起最了解他的需求，他的软弱在哪里。
Because when you live together every day, you know what is the weakness and what the person needs the most.
那更知道该怎么去帮助他。
And you know best how to help him or her.
尼希米记这边呢有点修正这应该是二十三节到二十七节。
尼希米亚
记十三章啊。
Let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 23.
这个讲义上有错，我们要修改一下 13章的23节到27节。
Nehemiah chapter 13 verses 23 to 27.
这里提到那些日子，我也看见这个犹大人娶了亚实图、亚门、摩押的女子为妻，他们的女儿女说话一半是亚实图的话，不会说犹大的话，所说的是照着过主的方言。我就斥责他们，咒诅他们，打了他们几个人，拔下他们的头发，叫他们指着耶和华起誓，必不将自己的女儿嫁给外邦人的儿子，也不为自己儿子、自己和儿子娶他们的女儿。我又说，以色列王所罗门不是在这世上犯罪吗？在多国中并没有一个王像他，并且蒙他的神所爱，神立他为做以色列全国的王，然而连他也被外邦女子引诱犯罪。如此，我岂听你们行这大恶，娶外邦女子，干犯我们的神吗？哇，这里呀、这个对当时嫁娶外邦人的这些人啊，哇，指责非常的严厉啊。
In this passage, we see a very harsh rebuke to the Jews who married the non-believers.
啊，因为嫁娶外邦之后，他们的下一代不会讲犹大话了。
After they married women from the other tribes, their children didn't speak Hebrew.
也就是说，他们的下一代没有不懂神的话语了。耶稣是谁？不认识他。
Because their children have lost the word of God and they did not know who Jesus or God was.
啊，他不叫不懂什么叫哈利路亚。
They would not know what the word Hallelujah means.
他不会说感谢神。
They would not thank God.
因为他没有信仰。
Because they had no faith.
啊，这里甚至提到所罗门王是一个最有智慧的王。
And here also mentions Solomon, the wise king.
也特别蒙神喜爱他。
He was a king that pleased God.
但是他也因为娶了外邦女子被引诱去犯罪了。
But here he says even he was led into sin by foreign women.
我们并不能比所罗门王更强。
We are probably no better than King Solomon.
我们能够保证自己啊。不会被引诱吗？不软弱吗？
Can you be sure that you will not be tempted?
台湾曾经有一位姐妹。
I know of a sister in Taiwan.
要跟外邦人结婚。
Who was going to marry a non-believer.
家人跟教会的人都很担心。
So the members of the church and her own family were very worried.
她说你们不用担心啦。
She said, don't worry.
我知道该怎么做了。
I know what to do.
因为他平常看起来也是很热心的啊。
Because she was a very religious believer.
他说我去的时候啊，就把他全家人亲种八丈瓜、龟瓜都把他刮来信。
She said, when I marry him,
全家人通通带来信主。
When I marry him, I'll be sure to bring his entire family to church.
他讲得很轻松。
It seems to be very easy to her.
好像。充满着信心。
She seemed to be full of faith.
刚结婚的时候，不错，她还是照常天天来聚会。
After she got married, she still continued to come to church.
守安息。
She still kept the Sabbath.
因为早就跟先生讲好了。
Because she had told her husband that she would do that.
先生也不敢阻挡她。
And her husband didn't say no.
过了一段时间。
But after a while,
工作忙了。
When she became busy.
先生那边有很多应酬需要他陪的。
And her husband had many businesses that need her help.
慢慢的就比较少来了。
So she gradually didn't come to church as much.
先生是当这个律师的。
Her husband was a lawyer.
他们有很多应酬。
So they had many business lunches and dinners.
有时候还要打这个卫生麻将，交际麻将。
Sometimes they even have to play mahjong with their clients.
Oh, 她很气。
She was very upset.
你如果再出去再打麻将，我要跟你离婚。
She told her husband, if you continue to gamble with your clients, then I will divorce you.
好了好了，我不要出去打，我叫他们到家里来打，那这样好不好？你安不安心
？So the husband said, let's compromise. I won't go to their offices to play. I can invite them to our homes.
这是我的工作哎。
Because that's my job.
我们吃这种饭呢，这不应酬怎么可以
？That's how I earn our living.
后来他想，在家里总比外面好。他看得到嘛
？So she thought to herself, at least it's better to have her husband at home than for him to go outside.
就到家里来。
So they invited their clients to their home.
煮点心给他们吃。
And she had to cook for them.
后来他先生想尽办法。
So her husband thought of even more ideas.
叫那些什么，找他太太，过来嘛，你来看呐、啊，你看看嘛，这工作嘛。
They ask her to come and watch what they're doing.
有一天就三缺一了。
So one day they were missing a person in the game.
你坐下搓一脚，不然我们就打不成了。
So they ask her to sit down and play mahjong with them.
不会啊。
But she said, I don't know how to play.
教你啊。
But they said, we'll teach you.
哇，打到最后啊，结果上瘾了。
So then she liked the game and became addicted.
发生兴趣了。
And she got very into it.
后来为了先生不让她打，两个吵起来了。
Later on, even her husband had to stop her, and then they argued.
人是软弱的了。
Because we are weak.
不要自以为刚强。
Don't think that we're so strong.
所以保罗说，自以为站立得稳的。更要小心啊
Paul says, be watchful when you think you're strong.
免得跌倒。
Otherwise, you might fall.
感谢主，后来啊，还是回头了。
Thank God the sister did turn around.
确实，有时候我们因为跟未信主的人结婚之后啊，如果他没有办法接受我们的信仰，对下一代信仰啊，就很难栽培。
When we marry a non-believer, if your husband or your wife cannot accept the faith, then it's very difficult to raise your children in the faith.
所以我昨天也一直强调，如果我们因为不得已嫁娶外邦了，那我们应该要不断的为我们的另外一半祷告。
And yesterday I've mentioned if under any circumstances you're married to a non-believer, you must always continue to pray for your husband or your wife.
求主耶稣怜悯
May the Lord have mercy
尽快的带我另外一半赶快来信主
So that your spouse can come to believe in God
如果我们能够同样的信仰
If only we can have the same faith
我们在需要的时候大家才能够互相扶持帮助
Then in times of need you can help each other
有些因为先生或是太太没有信主
There are many whose husband or wife are not believers.
真的，如果没有共识啊，要做圣工都很难。
And it's very difficult for them to even work for the church.
要聚会都有时候受阻挡。
Or even come to church for service.
在信仰上啊，更会遭受逼迫。
And some are even persecuted for their faith.
尤其中国人啊，有这种拜拜的这个风俗。
Like, for example, in the Chinese society, many families worship idols.
常常会因为不同信仰跟家人没有办法非常和谐。
And it is very hard to live a harmonious family life because of your differences.
这都是非常遗憾的事情。
And that is very regrettable.
那我们尊重婚姻，不但尊重神在这个婚姻的配合。
So in marriage, not only do we honor God's arrangement,
我们也要这个保守圣洁
We must also keep ourselves pure.
因为神起初配合婚姻是一夫一妻的。
God established marriage with a man and a woman.
是两人成为一体的。
He said the two will become one flesh.
那我们在如果尊重婚姻，我们就尊重神的配合，我们就应该会保守圣洁。
Then if we honor marriage, we will also keep ourselves holy.
神是要人 两人成为一体。
God said the two shall become one.
所以这是创世纪二章二十五节才对啊。
Recorded in Genesis chapter 2 verse 25.
我们看一下二章二十五节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 25.
当时夫妻两人出生入体并不羞耻，神配合的婚姻，合法的婚姻，两人成为一体，虽然畜生入体，并不羞耻。
When God put the man and the woman together, and the two became one, even though they were both naked, they felt no shame.
合乎神旨意的婚姻啊，是神所祝福的，赐福的。
A marriage according to God's will is one that's blessed by God.
夫妻的生活是神圣的。
And if the husband and the wife live a holy life,
不要把它当作污秽。
Then don't bring any filthiness into it.
这是神配合的。
Then you live according to God's will.
但是是必须要夫妻两人。
And it requires both the husband and the wife to do so.
如果超越了神对婚姻这种配合，就是不尊重神的。
And if we do anything beyond that, then we are not honoring God.
今天有些人在观念上真的有错。
There are many, some among us who have a different idea of marriage.
有些人就婚前就有性行为。
Many people have a premarital sex.
他们认为只要我们相爱，那有什么关系？
People say, as long as we love each other, it's okay.
只要我们结婚了就好了。
As long as we get married eventually, it's okay.
结婚了确实比不结婚更好。
But to be married is better than to be single.
但是行淫苟合的在神是罪，将来都要受审判。
But sexual immorality is a sin before God, and He will judge all sins.
因为他的婚姻生活就没有圣洁。
Because if you indulge in sexual immorality, you're not keeping your marriage holy and pure.
尤其这个时事环境的关系。
And when we, because of our surroundings,
尤其在美国这个新开放的这个国家觉得就很自然嘛。
In this country, it seems very natural.
两个相爱自然就会发生这些事情。
If the man and woman love each other, then it's natural for them to indulge in whatever they want.
确实在台湾也是一样。
Same in Taiwan.
很多大学生在学当中就同居了。
Many university students live with their boyfriends or girlfriends.
我住在淡水那边有大学，那个大楼里面有些房子出租就很多学生就在那边住下来。
I think there are many dormitories in college where the man and woman live together.
其实这个婚前的性行为是会产生很不好的效果。
But you will only harm yourself if you indulge in premarital sex.
怀孕的问题。
For example, pregnancy.
就是避孕做得很好。
Even if you make preparations.
有人说，男人是因性而爱，女人是因爱而性。
And some people say that a man love because they want sex, and women have sex because they love.
所以说有女孩子到美国来读书，妈妈就告诉她，你不要跟白人约会啊。
I know students from Taiwan, when they come to study in America, the mother warned them not to date any white men.
可能风俗习惯的不同。
They said they have different ideas.
他们男女约会就是要上床的。
Because when they date you, they want to sleep with you.
你不要以为他找你上床就是爱你。
And just because they want to sleep with you doesn't mean they love you.
他只是喝一杯凉水。
simply like a drink for them.
嘴巴擦擦就走了。
And after they finish, they're gone.
他不一定为你负什么责任。
They will not take any responsibility.
只要两个人喜欢就好。
As long as they say, as long as the both of you are consenting, it's okay.
有时候女孩子常常误解了。
And many of these daughters misunderstand.
哎，我如果不跟她上床，她会离开我。
If I don't sleep with them, they will leave me.
你想啊，以性啊来啊绑住她，那你就大错了。
And if you want to bind them, you know,with sex, then you're wrong.
吃亏的是你自己。
Because it is you who lose out.
再说，如果婚前呢，啊，随便就有这个性行为。
And if you have premarital sex,
会就是结了婚之后呢，彼此之间呢，常常就会有一种不安全感，没有安全感。
And even if you are married later, you will not ever feel secure.
哎，婚前就随便就上床了，到婚后呢，他会不会找跟别人上床呢？
Because you slept with each other before you are married, won't you be worried if they sleep with someone else after you got married?
他心中没有安全感。
It's very difficult to feel secure that way.
这会影响到夫妻的感情。
And it will impact your relationship with each other.
就是。不是幸福的。
That is not a blessed marriage.
是神要我们呢，人人都要对婚姻都要尊重。
God instructs us to honor marriage.
不但是尊重神的配合，要保守圣洁，就是婚前也是一样。
We honor God when He put us together, and we also honor Him by keeping ourselves holy.
那尊重婚姻，当然也要尊重父母的意见了。
And when we honor marriage, we also honor our parents.
二十四节这里提到，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，两人成为一体。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 24 says, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife."
啊，我们必须要尊重父母的意见。
We need to respect our parents' wishes.
但是父母也要尊重儿女的意见。
At the same time, the parents must respect the children's wishes.
在华人的社会里面呢、比较保守，大概会尊重父母的意见。
Chinese culture is rather conservative, and most children are expected to listen to their parents.
但是有时候就变成父母在主导这个婚姻。
But often then, the parents control the marriage.
反而儿女不可以有意见。
And the children could not speak up.
这并不合乎神之意。
But that is not according to God's will either.
人要离开父母，与妻子联合。
The Bible says a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife.
教会里面曾经有信徒在介绍婚姻。
And once there are members who are being introduced to each other for marriage.
介绍了好几个。都不成。
After so many tries at matchmaking, they didn't find a spouse.
其实不是年轻人的问题。
It wasn't because of the young man or woman.
后来大家告诉我，是妈妈要娶媳妇，不是孩子要娶太太。
But many members told me that when they in matchmaking, it is not usually the son who's marrying a wife, but the mother searching for a daughter-in-law.
年轻人没有意见，妈妈这一关能够过关就好了。
If the son has no opinion, but it is up to the mother.
妈妈说，点头说好，那一切没有问题。
If the mother agrees, then everything will go on.
妈妈摇头就麻烦了。
If the mother disapproves, then you can't.
就很多有时候教会觉得这两个亲人很适配，但是就是不行。
Even if many members in the church feel that.These two brothers and sisters are good together. If the mother says no, then that's it.
因为父母不答应。
Because the parents disapprove.
其实有时候父母不答应有父母的理由。
And the parents don't agree maybe for their own reasons.
我们也不能忽略父母的意见。
We cannot deny that.
我们要了解他不赞成的原因在哪里。
And we must understand why they disapprove.
能够针对他的问题去解决问题，问题可以解决，那就没有问题。
If there is a reason, then we can help them and counsel them.
感谢主，有一对青年呢、是弟兄姐妹把他撮合，但是父母就反对。
I know of a couple that met each other through church members, but their parents don't approve.
两个人觉得很合得来。
Even though they like each other and they get along.
因为年岁啊。女孩子 比男孩子大了几岁。
But the sister was older than the brother.
那妈妈强烈反对。
And the mother disapproved strongly.
因为她说，我的哥哥就是少少比哥哥大了几岁，现在啊，年纪大了不行啊，问题很多了。
She said that my sister-in-law is older than my brother, and now when they got older, there's so much problems in their marriage.
我怎么叫我女儿又嫁给一个年轻的这个男孩子。
I can't let my daughter marry someone younger.
强烈反对。
So she is strongly disapproved.
父母都反对。
Both the mother and the father.
我说感谢主，这两个年轻人尊重神，尊重父母。
I thank God these young men and women, they honored God and honored their parents.
他们祷告，耐心等候神。
They prayed and waited patiently for God.
就这样一拖，可能将近七八年。
And they waited for 7 or 8 years.
不过到最后总是父母屈服输了。
But finally, the parents gave in.
就答应他们结婚了。
They agreed that they could be married.
我说这也是你们婚姻的一个考验，到底你们有没有真的。
And I told them that this was a test for you in marriage to show how much you love each other.
所以不管是父母儿女，应该双方都要彼此尊重。
So both the parents and the children must respect each other.
并且两个人之间也要彼此尊重。
And 两个人就
这个男女两人也要彼此尊重。
Both the men and the women also must respect each other.
就是男女彼此交往期间我们应该要彼此尊重这个勉强要上床要发生婚前性生活这个都是对对方不尊重。
You must remember to respect each other while you're dating, and forcing the other person to sleep with you definitely is not respecting them.
可能因为两个都是年轻人嘛，大家既然这个相处的非常亲密，就难免有那种无法抗拒的情欲。
But if you're young and you're intimate with each other, then sometimes you feel desires for each other.
有时候就很难避免。
And sometimes it's very difficult to avoid.
并且觉得只要不要怀孕就好了。
And you may even think, as long as I don't get her pregnant, it's okay.
所以我说这个都会对婚后产生很不好的这个结果出来。
But that all will impact your marriage later on.
在台湾校园里面曾经做过这个问卷调查。
I know of a survey in Taiwan on the college campus.
有95%的男生赞成婚前性生活。
95% of the men surveyed said it's okay to have premarital sex.
但是有90%的男生希望他的太太是处女。
But 90% of the men surveyed hope that their wife will be virgin.
这是一个非常矛盾的这个数据。
It's quite ironic.
其实这都表明到人的自私。
But it only shows how selfish human beings are.
所以彼此之间应该要对婚姻要互相尊重。
So the man and the woman must respect each other in marriage.
就是订了婚也应该要保守圣洁。
Even after you are engaged to be married, you must remember to be holy and pure.
教会在这方面要求比较严格。
And in the church, we have pretty strict standards.
如果有婚前性行为，教会是不必为他们呢、啊、在教堂里面举行婚礼的。
If you have premarital sex, the church would not conduct the wedding ceremony in the chapel.
他的婚姻生活就会留下一个遗憾。
And you will have some regrets in your marriage.
所以我们应该啊啊呃。婚前应该要谨慎啊，啊，避免给魔鬼留地步。
We must be watchful before marriage, otherwise you leave room for devil.
这里我们提到几个主内婚姻的模式啊。
And I'd like to share with you a few examples of marrying within the Lord.
啊，关于这个以撒的婚姻呢、啊，我们都很熟悉的啊。
You may know already know of the marriage of Isaac.
这是亚伯拉罕。非常尊重神的配合。
Abraham honored God's choice.
要他的儿子以撒啊娶本族的，不娶外族的。
He did not want his son to marry a foreigner, but from his own tribe.
所以差遣他啊家里啊啊这个最忠心的老仆人为他的儿子啊啊找媳妇。
And so Abraham sent his old loyal servant back to his homeland to find a wife for his son.
他们。尊重神的配合。
They respected God's choice.
当然这个亚伯拉罕、啊、跟以撒、一定是有良好的沟通。
But I can imagine that Abraham already communicated with Isaac.
因为以撒也非常敬畏神。
Because Isaac also feared the Lord, just like Abraham.
神是
Abraham.
以撒的神。
God was also the God of Isaac.
所以以撒应该也是认同他父亲这个决定。
So Isaac probably agreed with his father's decision.
信任这个老仆人。
So he entrusted his servant.
当这个老仆人呢、啊，承受这个托付的时候，他就一路的祷告，求神给他好机会。
And when the servant was entrusted with this job, he kept praying to God, asking God for an opportunity.
这个老仆人因为非常清楚啊，他的主人亚伯兰这个家啊，这个以撒需要什么样的媳妇才适合这个家庭。
Because he knew what sort of wife his master's house needs. 啊，
所以他一路祷告。啊，求神给他好机会，什么好机会？就是我到井边去的时候，有女孩子出来取水，我叫她给我水喝，她就给我水喝的，那就是了。
And he prayed to God, asking him for a good opportunity, saying that if I stop by a well and ask for a young lady for a drink, if she gives water to me, then that will be Isaac's wife.
也许我们认为这样不是。很不理性吗？很危险吗
？You may think that that's quite illogical and maybe even dangerous.
哎，但是这种信心交托的祷告，神都带领的好好的。
But God will listen and guide him because he prayed in faith.
哎，如果万一一个丑八怪出来取水，又给你水喝，那怎么办
？You may be worried. What if an ugly woman came and gave him water?
哎，但是神的带领。真的要听虔诚人的祷告。
But God listens to the devout prayer.
他不求要美貌的。
He didn't ask for a beautiful girl.
他只求啊，女孩子来井边取水，我跟他要水喝，他就给我水喝的。
All he asked was for God to send that young lady to give him something to drink.
其实这个老仆人这样祷告，这是非常理智的祷告。
And it's actually a very sensible prayer.
因为他知道他的主人啊，他这个家需要的是什么样的女孩子。
Because the servant knew what type of wife will help his master's household.
他们是游牧民族。
They were nomads.
需要工作的。
They needed to work every day.
殷勤的。
They need someone who is hardworking.
身体健康的。
Someone who is healthy and strong.
有爱心的。
Someone who is loving.
结果那天呢、啊，到那边去的时候， 就利百加就出来取水。
So that day, Rebecca came to draw water from the well.
想不到利百加长得啊非常漂亮。
And Rebecca was a beautiful woman.
又非常勤劳。
And she was hardworking.
她会出来取水。
Because she came out to draw water.
有的女孩子啊，在家里连洗碗都没有啊，都不要了，还取水。
Some girls probably don't even like to wash dishes, not to mention drawing water from the well.
哎呀，这油腻腻，好怕人。
They don't like as long the girls don't like the oily dishes.
啊，妈妈洗了几十年都不怕油腻腻。
It's okay if your mother do the dishes, but not her.
有时候我说，哇，你这个女孩子啊，啊，好乖哦，在教会都帮忙，打扫做什么什么都做。她说，她教会什么都做，回来什么都不做。
At times when I compliment a mother by saying that her daughter works so hard in church, but sometimes they reply that she does everything at church but nothing at home.
是这个老仆人知道他这个家的需求在哪，需要在哪。
But the servant knew what they needed.
所以我们昨天谈过门当户对。
Yesterday I also talked about how we must find a suitable partner.
其实不是什么不好，这是讲适应的问题。结婚之后，很容易啊，适应这个家。
It is a matter of adjusting to each other's needs.
因为生活环境呢，各方面呢，很接近，很快就进入情况。
If you come from
互相接纳
，If you both come from similar background, then it is easy to adjust to living with each other every day.
这个利百加又有爱心。
Rebecca was loving.
老婆子说，请你给我水喝。
When this old servant asked her, please give me water to drink.
哇，她这两个手扶着水瓶啊，就请喝。
So she brought a jar of water to her, to the servant with both hands and said, please drink.
懂得尊重人，没有说，这个老婆人啊，我是千金小姐的，你还叫我端水给你喝啊。
She did not disrespect this old servant. And refused.
非常谦卑。
She was very humble.
请你喝。
She said, drink, my lord.
不但给老仆人喝。
Not only the servant.
还给他的骆驼喝。
She also drew water for his camels.
我们知道骆驼有水袋的，一只骆驼要喝好多水的。
A camel drinks a lot of water.
他不是带一只骆驼的，一群骆驼的。
The servant did not have just one, but many camels.
他要打多少水啊？给骆驼喝。
How many times did Rebecca have to draw water?
他如果没有这个爱心，他如果不勤劳，身体不健康，什么都做不来。
If she was not caring, or she is not strong enough, then she couldn't give all of them water.
所以这个老仆人啊，马上感谢神啊，神的带领。
So this old servant thanked God immediately because he knew God has provided.
你家住哪里啊？
And he asked her, where do you live?
就到他家去了。
And they went back to Rebecca's home.
哇，就开始介绍他的主人怎么样蒙神赐福，怎么样把家庭的情况蒙福的事情都告诉利百加跟他的家人。
So the servant shared to Rebecca and her family how his master's house is blessed and how they fear the Lord.
哇，家人听了这个老仆人的这个见证，哇，神怎么样一路带领他们，听到他们这个事情做啊。这事是出于神，谁还能够说好说歹呢？
So when they realized that it was God's will, Rebecca's family said, since it is the Lord's will, we cannot say no.
利百加的家人也是尊重神。
So her family also honored God's wish.
利百加也是尊重家人。
And Rebecca respected her own family.
叫老仆人跟家人讲。
And so the servant said to her family,
那家人呢也尊重儿女。
And her family respected the daughter as well.
所以这个老仆人急着要把利百加带走。
Even though the servant wanted to take Rebecca home right away.
但是家人想，我们不能替我的女儿著作主张，我们要问问她，她愿不愿意啊。
Her parents thought we cannot decide for her. We must ask if she's willing.
我们看这个创世纪二十四章
through Genesis chapter 24
二十四章的 这个五十七节啊。
Genesis chapter 24 verse 57。
他们说，我们把你这个女孩子、啊、叫来问问她，就叫了利百加来。
Verse 58。
问她说，你和这个人同去吗？利百加说，我去。他还要尊重利百加的意见。
They respected her opinion。
但是利百加呢，他也充满信心。
But Rebecca was also a woman of faith。
有时候也许我们觉得、啊、这个利百加好像很厚脸皮，人家你要不要嫁给他，我嫁给他，我去。
Perhaps they feel that Rebecca is too forward. They ask her, do you want to marry this man? And she said, I will go.
其实不是哦，这个是利百加对神啊啊这婚姻的配合充满信心。
She has faith that God put them together.
婚姻是要出于信心的。
When we marry is an act, marriage is an act of faith.
有时候啊，女孩子啊，爱得不得了，又不好意思说，妈妈问她怎么样，好不好？哎呀，你没说好就好了。
Sometimes that the young woman will want to be married so much, and their parents ask her, "Do you want to be married?" And she said, "Up to you."
一方面呢、啊、是不好意思，一方面呢把责任推给父母，以后不好是你们啊。为我做主嘞。
At the same time, she may be embarrassed, but on the other hand, she might, move the responsibility to her parents' shoulder. If something goes wrong in the marriage later, she could blame her parents.
利百加是肯为自己的婚姻自己负责，我去，是我自己。
But Rebecca was responsible for her own marriage. She said, I will go.
啊，所以从这个，他们呐啊，能够这样的彼此尊重啊。
So it was good that they respected each other.
他们这个成亲的过程啊，这里提到是父母的关怀啊。
And their marriage was also due to their parents' love.
啊，我们父母啊对儿女的婚姻呢、啊，不要啊，忽略他们哈、啊，一定要去关心他们。
So if you're a parent, don't neglect the marriage of your children.
尤其啊。这个比较保守、比较内向的孩子啊，你父母不更积极的去关怀他啊，常常啊就会错过很多机会。
Especially if your child is introverted and if you don't watch out for them, then sometimes you miss out on many opportunities.
所以我太太常常骂我。
My wife often nag on me.
你只会关心别人。自己的孩子都不晓得关心，你还关心谁啊？
You're always caring for the other members, but you'll forget about your own children.
我五个孩子除了老二之外，哎，都三十几岁才结婚呐、啊。
I have five children. Except the second one, everyone got married after they were 30 years old.
老二早一点，二十七岁结婚。
My second child got married when he was 27.
算是最早的了。
That's the earliest in my family.
老大35岁结婚。
The oldest child got married when he was 35.
还好，36岁当爸爸。
But he became a dad at 36.
老三也超过30岁结婚。
And the third child was married after 30 years old.
老四一个多月前结婚，也是35岁才结婚。
And the fourth child got married a month ago when he was 35.
现在还有一个老幺已经32岁了
，the youngest is
32, 还没有对象
，they still have not found anyone。
我在家里日子不好过
，so when I go home it's kind of difficult。
因为我太太一直逼我，我说你也可以去啊，去找啊。
My wife
哪里找？你天天在外面跑，你不找我怎么找
？My wife keeps nagging on me, and I would say to her, "Why don't you go find?" A spouse, a wife for them. But then she said, you're always traveling, you know who's out there.
为什么神配合的不是人去找你找就找得到、啊、
And I said, God puts a man and a woman together, just, we can't just go and look on our own.
亚当在沉睡当中神就把夏娃带到他面前给他的什么你去找。
God brought Eve to Adam while he was falling into a deep sleep, so someone yourself.
确实亚当自己找，哇，在神所造的万物中一直找，怎么找都找不到， 他的配偶来帮助他。
And indeed, Adam looked and looked in all creation. He could not find a partner for himself.
婚姻真的是要耐性啊，等候神，交托神啊。
Marriage is a test for us to wait patiently for God.
啊，要多做祷告了啊。
And we must always wait with prayer.
所以父母要关怀啊。
But the parents need to care for the children in this matter.
很多父母啊，认为啊，我孩子还小啊，还小啊。
You may think that your kids are young.
哎，等到啊，你认为不小的时候，哎，已经来不及了。
But when they're not young anymore, it may be too late.
哎，有很多人，哎呀，啊，要介绍你孩子啊，女儿啊，哎呀，我还小了，还啊，不用了，你不用，他要你不要，他要啊，早就啊，跟人家跑了。
Many people may try to introduce someone for your son or daughter, and if you reply they're still too young or it's too early, then maybe you think they're too young, but your kids don't.
还早是你说的，你孩子没有说还早。
Perhaps your kids don't think it's too early.
真的有说你不积极关怀啊，哦，刚才讲啊，有的比较内向的，哎，比较保守了，又错过了这个适婚年龄了。
And if your kids are more shy, then they might miss out on many chances, and they'll be too old.
啊，不过我们美国不晓得有没有台湾啊，还有介绍人的关怀啊。
And we also have marriage coordinators in church.
哎，为了关怀啊，这个青年的婚姻呐，哎。职务人员，所有的传道、长老、执事、负责人，通通是当然的介绍人。
And for the sake of caring for the marriage of the youth, actually all deacons, ministers, and board members are. When I was stationed in Taichung Church, there were over 1,000 members, and of course there are many single young men and women.
为了关心他们青年呐，这个婚姻名册啊，我。看婚姻名册啊，比看圣经看得多哎。
So for the sake of helping them in marriage, I kept a list of their names, and I read that list more often than I read the Bible.
婚姻名册都放在床头，哎，有时候半夜睡不着，我说祷告的时候或者有什么感动，我就赶快起来翻。
So often I kept that list next to my nightstand, and then when I pray, sometimes I feel God's movement. I would get up and turn to that list.
有一位传道说，哎。张传道，你也传授一些秘诀嘛？我配了十几对，没有一对成的。
And the pastor asked me, why can't you share? Can you share some secrets with me? I tried like over 10 times, and I'm not successful.
他说找婚姻名册，哎，这个配，这个配，这个、配了十几对，结果通通不成。
The pastor said, I also have a keep a list, and I've tried over 10 couples, and they don't work out.
当然，我们不能啊，乱点鸳鸯谱。
Of course, we can't just pick a man and woman at random.
哎，所以台湾的婚姻介绍人还要经过讲习的。
The marriage coordinators in Taiwan go through a training.
啊，我们但愿美国这边呢，因为确实啊，这个青年的婚姻呐，这关系到他们的信仰以及下一代信仰的传承。
And marriage has a great impact on their faith and also the faith of our children.
哎。神的怜悯保守了哈，但是也有很多啊，因为嫁娶外邦，自己信仰失落了，或者下一代没有办法啊，把这个信仰传承给他们。
Many who marry non-believers have lost their faith and could not pass their faith to their children.
所以对主内啊，这青年婚姻我们不能不尊重。
So all of us need to honor marrying in the Lord.
必须要重视了啊。还有这个他们家长同意还要呢两厢情愿。
And of course, the men and the women must be willing in marriage.
所以这个拉班他们呢听了这老仆人的意见之后他尊重这个利百加，你愿意不愿意跟他们去。
In the marriage of Isaac, Laban and his family, respected the will of God, and then asked Rebecca, are you willing to go?
他们两个人都没有见过面啊。
Isaac and Rebecca never met.
但是啊，他们信任老仆人。
But they have faith in the servant.
他们对神有信心。
They have faith in God.
相信神的带领。
They believed that God guided them.
因为听这个老仆人的见证啊，他觉得哎，确实有神的带领。
They listened to the old servant's testimony, and they believed that it was the will of God.
所以拉班讲一句，那一句话非常重要啊。
So Laban's words are important.
这事既然出于神，谁能过说好说歹呢？
He said, "This is from the Lord. We can say nothing to you one way or the other."
他们就顺服神。
They submitted to God.
这个不是好像赌博啊。
This is not a gamble.
哎，不是冒险的。
It's not simply jumping in.
是出于信心呢。
But it is because of your faith.
啊，结果啊，这个老仆人把利百加带回来的时候，
and so that when the old servant brought Rebecca back with him,
以撒也是一样，以信心接受。
Isaac also received her in faith.
信任老仆人。
He believed in the servant.
哎，他相信神。
He believed in God.
所以我说，感谢神啊。我的孩子哈，他妈妈一直问他，你有没有看到教会里面哪一个啊比较谈得来的姐妹？
晓得。
你说出来比较快了，我们哪里去找
？So the parents would tell, I've seen parents would tell their sons like, do you like any sister or do you get along with her? Then it's easier for us to go look for you.
没有了，妈，你放心了，没有了，跟你讲没有就。
And their son says, "I tell you, I mean it when I say no."
哎，妈妈自己叫他去找。
So the mother asked the son to go find his wife.
他说我不用找。
And the son says, "There's no need."
只要你爸爸妈妈看这个好，然后再告诉我。不过决定权在我，不是你们。
You can look for me and tell me who you think is a.Who you think is a good person, and I'll decide.
因为他信任了爸爸妈妈的眼光了，经验了哦。你们既然看好了，大概错不了多少。
And the son respected his parents' wishes.
因为对他自己的孩子最了解嘛，哪一个女孩子啊能够适合啊，清清楚楚嘛。
Because the parents knew their son, and they knew that which sister in church is suitable for him.
啊，那他认为这样。可以省掉麻烦。如果我要，那你们爸爸说不要，那不是很痛苦吗
？So the son figured he could save the trouble because if he finds someone he likes and the parents don't like him, then it's too much trouble for him.
所以这个以撒啊，完全信任这个老仆人的眼光，
and here,
他的信仰。
And Isaac completely trusted the old servant and his faith.
结果利百加带回来，哎，那个以撒就在田埂上一直等。
So when they came back, they saw Isaac waiting and waiting in the field.
结果啊，利百加一入门，哎，除了他母亲啊过世之后，这个时候就从利百加身上得到安慰了。
And the Bible says when Rebecca became Isaac's wife, he was comforted after his mother's death.
并且两人的婚姻啊。也特别蒙神赐福。
And God especially blessed their marriage.
虽然都没有见过面成婚的，但是他们呢，出于信心，相信了神的带领，信任这个老仆人，结果真的神没有让他们失望。
Even though they never met each other, they trusted in the old servant and in God, and God did not disappoint them.
哎，我们看这个创世纪哈。
Genesis chapter 26 verse 8.
我们知道这个时候以撒跟利百加多少岁了。
How old was Isaac and Rebecca at this time?
啊，以撒结婚的时候40岁。
Isaac was married when he was 40.
结婚20年没有生孩子。
And they did not have children for 20 years.
啊，那就60岁了。
So here they were 60 years old.
以撒 跟利百加同心祷告，结果生了双胞胎。
And when Isaac and Rebecca prayed together, God gave them two sons.
结婚二十年才生了孩子。
After they were married for 20 years.
啊，那一直到这个以撒雅各啊，以撒会出去打猎了，最起码也要一二十岁了。
And this was after Isaac grew up old enough to hunt, so that must have been at least probably 20 years, another 20 years.
所以以撒这个时候啊，他最起码七八十岁阿公啊呢。
So at this time, Isaac was probably 70 or 80 years old.、
啊、这个阿公啊、阿婆啊，吼、哦。还在外面啊，两个在那边戏玩，可能在捉迷藏啊。
Can you imagine these grandpa and grandma playing and caressing each other?
啊，你看他们两个人啊，婚姻越久越甘甜。
But that shows us that the marriage was sweeter and sweeter.
因为结婚越久，两个人啊了解更深入嘛，当然就更契合了。
The more they were with each other, the better they understood and knew each other.
刚结婚的时候，也许啊，个性啊，啊，还抓不住，哎，常常有格格不入。
Perhaps when they first got married, they still had differences, but and it was hard to get along.
结婚久了，相处久了，啊，了解透彻了，哎，能够彼此接纳，彼此去适应了，两个人感情就越来越好了。
That's one thing.The more they lived with each other, the more they understood and knew each other, and they were closer and closer to each other.
所以夫妻能够互相恩爱，这是神的事。
And it's a blessing of God that a husband and a wife and the wife love each other.
我们看《传道书》第九章第九节。
Let's read Ecclesiastes, chapter 9.
传道书第九章。第九节
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 9
在你一生虚空的年日就是神是你在日光之下虚空的年日当同你所爱的妻快活度日啊，因为那是你在生前在日光之下劳碌的世上所得的份哦，我们活在这个日光之下劳碌的人生里面夫妻能够快活度日互相恩爱这是神的事
It is a blessing of God for us to have a lot in life to enjoy our days with our wife
所以我常说啊、我们弟兄姐妹夫妻不要吵不要常常吵
So I encourage our brothers and sisters if you're married don't argue with your husband or your wife
都需要检讨
Because we need to examine ourselves first.
因为你们的婚姻得不到神的祝福。
Otherwise, God will not bless your marriage.
为什么神不祝福？这个是神起初配合婚姻，就是对人的关怀、爱。我们怎么不能享受神这个福分呢
？God established marriage because He loved and cared for us. So how can we not enjoy His blessing?
真的应该要讲到。
And if you don't.Feel any blessing, then let's examine ourselves.
那在这里有一点我必须要再强调一下，就是啊，婚姻呢、啊、必须要两厢情愿。
So、I'd like to emphasize a point that marriage requires two willing parties.
啊，婚姻要出于信心，出于爱。
It requires faith and love.
不可以因为同情。
You cannot marry out of compassion.
因为某种原因
or for any other reason
就好像昨天我们谈到亚当在神的万物当中、寻找配偶
I've talked about how Adam sought for a spouse among all creation
他碰到了很多神所造的
and he saw many animals
都不能成为他的配偶来帮助
but he could not find a helper from any of them
有一次我介绍一位弟兄
One side 可以跟姐妹
介绍一位弟兄跟一位弟兄关心他的婚姻、
So once I introduced a brother to someone
介绍了差不多四五个我问他他都说没有感动
No. I tried to set this brother up with many other sisters and he said he didn't feel anything with any of them
后来说，我就说，那你坦白告诉我。 哪一个你有感动，你告诉我。
So I asked him, then tell me, who do you feel have feelings for?
因为怎么这个也没有感动，那个也没，那么多个都没有感动，到底哪一个你才会感动？
You have no feelings for anyone, everyone I introduced you, then who?
后来他就很不好意思地告诉我说，我每次祷告啊，某个姐妹啊，她的影像就浮上我的脑海里面。
So at first he was a little bit embarrassed. Then he told me that whenever I pray, I always see the face of this particular sister.
我每次想到她，哇，圣灵就大大充满。
And whenever I think about her, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit.
我说是吗
？I said, is that true?
好，我联系看看。
So let me make some calls.
结果那个姐妹啊，再怎么说都没有感动。
And that sister had no feelings for him.
我说奇怪，人家祷告圣灵充满，那么有感动，你怎么会没感动呢
？And I wonder why the brother was filled with the Holy Spirit when he thought of her. Why couldn't she feel anything?
结果那个姐妹啊，嫁给别人了。
So that sister married someone else.
所以我就找这个弟兄，我说你这个什么感动啊？
So then I went back to this brother and said, what kind of movement of the Holy Spirit is this?
如果是出于圣灵感动，哪里女孩子会去嫁给别人？
If we're really from the Holy Spirit, she would not have married someone else.
你这个是私意的感动，是情欲的感动。
You were moved by your own desires, not by the Holy Spirit.
早就有预定对象了，你就想我，哎。想要娶她
Because you already decided for yourself that you want that sister.
你早就设定目标了，怎么没？当然每次祷告就想到她，你就大大充满。
You already had a target and you thought about her every time you pray. So of course you think you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果是出于圣灵感动，一定会两厢情愿才对。
But if we were really from the Holy Spirit, then both parties will be willing.
不过我们在座又有两对是我介绍的。
I see two couples in here today that I've introduced.
宋山跟小琪啊，还有达明跟那个安恒啊，哦
，Brother Kenneth。
小琪就是以前在基隆我就认识他们一家的。
I knew a sister Angela when we were in Taiwan.
那宋山是我在。台南的时候他来信主，在台中的时候他读东海啊。
And I knew a brother Sam Liu when he was studying.
对他也熟啊。
So I knew him very well when he came to a belief.
我也很关心啊宋山，这个应该要有一个比较啊温柔一点的姐妹啊。
So I thought to myself that I should find a nice, gentle, loving sister for brother Liu.
帮助会大一点。
When she could can help him.
结果感谢主了，这个宋山就从美国回到台湾去了。
Thank God later, brother Sam returned to Taiwan from America.
就一见面就成了。
And when they met each other, it went very well.
那达明也是一样。
And same with the brother Kenneth.
达明也是，就是在基隆的时候就跟他们很熟，他跟我老大啊，这个超雄啊，也是算同学了哈。
And he was a classmate with my oldest son.
那刚好安恒啊，在德州读书回到台湾。
And Sister Angela returned to Taiwan from her studies in Texas.
她妈妈跟我介绍，这我女儿安恒。
And her mother introduced me to her.
我就想到这个跟达明大概很配哦，我祷告看看。
Then I thought to myself, she seems to be a suitable partner for Brother Kenneth, so I prayed.
祷告之后真的有感动。
And I felt a movement of the Spirit in prayer.
我就把安仁的电话留下了。
So I kept her Sister Angela's phone number with me.
就跟妈妈你妈妈联络啊。
And I talked to Mrs. Lin.
结果啊。我没有办法来美国嘛，哈。
But I couldn't come to America.
就他们叫他们用电话自己联系。
So I encouraged them to call each other.
有一天呢，小琪告诉我。
One day, Sister Angela
told
me.
我看会成哦。
I think it will work out.
因为他们一打电话都有讲不完的话呢。
Because when my brother called her, then they keep talking.
真的是就这样成了。
And it did work out.
这个真的，有时候我们要祷告哈，主耶稣会带领。
And when we pray, Jesus will guide us.
那当然，这个婚姻的问题啊，最要紧的是婚后啊，彼此要去适应。
But what's important is after marriage, how we accept and bear with each other. Because love between the husband and wife will continue to grow after marriage. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 1 says,
智慧的妇女建立家室。
A wise woman builds up her house.
愚昧的妇女亲手拆毁。
But a foolish woman would tear it down.
这个家室啊，是要去建立起来，好像建造房屋一样。
We need to build our family just like a house.
先打好基础，然后啊，把房子盖起来。
We first set the foundation and then build on top of it.
婚姻生活是需要去经营的。
We need to manage our house.
啊有些人就是那个爱情小说看太多了。
Some people read too many romantic novels.
哦，等等梦想啊，我的白马王子，我的白雪公子。
They dream of their Prince Charming and or their Snow White.
哦，我们结婚之后就要建立一个啊，享受一个幸福美满甜蜜的家庭。
They want to get married and live happily ever after.
真的，一旦结婚之后，怎么不是这回事呢
？Then when they get married, it's not what they imagined.
哎，龚建成又想要逃出来了。
And after they got married, they want to run away.
哎，这个是对婚姻的不成熟。
That's not being immature in your marriage.